Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Womack, a teaching ministry emphasizing God's unconditional love and grace. This special live teaching, focusing on being salt and light in the world, was recorded at our Summer Family Bible Conference and is being broadcast exclusively for our radio listeners. And now, here's Andrew.
You know what, man, I get so many opportunities to talk to people when I say I'm blessed, and they say, blessed? And I had this one lady say, well, I would never go as far as to say I'm blessed. Boy, things aren't going very good in my life. It's just like opening up an entire garage door. You could drive a semi through that one. Amen. We just need to let our light shine is what this is talking about. And we have it in an earthen vessel. When people see your attitude and realize that you aren't crumbling under the same pressure that's defeating and discouraging everybody else, and everybody else is talking about all this stuff, and you're just the same, I guarantee you, people will sit up and take notice, and they'll say, what's different? Why doesn't it bother you? You know, when 9/11 happened, everybody was afraid to fly. And man, I got on a plane first time I could after that, and people said, well, aren't you afraid? Why should we be afraid of stuff like that? We got scriptures that say 1,000 will fall at our side and 10,000 at our right hand. It shall not come nigh us. You know, if you are a person that's operating in fear and stuff, first of all, you need to get over that. But if you aren't operating in that fear, then we ought to be vocal about it. We ought to be saying things to people. We ought to be letting our light shine. Man, we spend a great amount of money going all around the world preaching to the heathen. And we got a lot of them right here in our own city. People that don't even know that God exists. They don't have God values. And we just aren't letting our light shine before them. And he goes on in the next few verses talking about how that they have all these troubles and they have the same problems that affect everybody else. And yet the difference is, he says, even though our outward man is perishing, yet the inward man is renewed day by day. You know, one of the reasons that I believe that God didn't give us our glorified body, that we're having to wait on that, is because the world can look at us and see that you have problems just like everybody else has problems, and yet it doesn't affect you the way that it affects everybody else. Man, we have things come against us. We aren't immune to problems just because you're a Christian, but we have a supernatural ability to cope with that, to overcome, to deal with things. And because of this, it glorifies the Lord. It's very similar to what's said over in 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 30. It's not verse 30. It's right before that. It says that all of these things are... I may have to read that. I just messed it up. Let me read this. 1 Corinthians chapter 1... He's talking about how that you see not many mighty, not many noble are called and all of these kind of things. But God hath chosen the weak things of the world and things which are despised and things that are nothing. And in verse 29 it says the reason that he did it this way is so that no flesh should glory in his presence. When people see God's power in you and yet they see that you've had the same problems, you have the same economy, you have the same everything that is going on with them, and yet you're getting different results and you're rejoicing, whereas they're sorrowful and grieving and stuff, it just draws the attention to the Lord. People say, it can't be you. It's got to be something on the inside of you. It's got to be someone else. I remember the first time I ever went to one of Catherine Kuhlman's meetings. I was still a Baptist boy, and I went there with a lot of fear, and I went there skeptical. And you know what? Honestly, I did not care for Catherine Kuhlman. I don't know if any of you ever saw her in person, but that woman was weird. Weird. I mean, real weird. Major weird. She wore these long flowing gowns and these blousy sleeves, and she would flit out on the stage like a butterfly and ballerina, and she'd come out and says, "Methinks that the Lord is here." And I just looked at this woman like, what's wrong with you? And I didn't enjoy her preaching. I didn't enjoy any of that. Just everything about this woman put me off. But then I was an usher. That's how I got into the service. And I had to take people out of wheelchairs and put them in chairs because we had to clear the aisles. And I remember taking one woman off of a stretcher. She didn't weigh 60 pounds. And I took her off of a stretcher and I could put my hand around her thigh. She looked like a Holocaust victim. The woman couldn't even lift her head, couldn't lift an arm. She was nearly dead. And after I got through ushering, I was down on the front row, right in front of the stage, analyzing all of this. And that woman who I'd lift off the stretcher was running back and forth across the stage, pushing her stretcher. And I started seeing people that I'd taken out of wheelchairs and put into the seats all of a sudden running and jumping. And I started seeing miracles. And you know what? I said, it's not that woman. I said, Catherine Kuhlman did not do this. This is God. Man, I recognize that was God in her. That's having this treasure in an earthen vessel. God can use our weirdness, amen, to bring glory to Him. And so anyway, you just need to recognize it. Even though you've got problems, that doesn't mean that you can't let your light shine. You can show the people that you have the peace of God and the confidence of God. You know, even if you're dealing with something life-threatening, and if you haven't overcome it yet, I have people come up all the time, well, how can I give a testimony because I'm not totally healed? Well, if nothing else, tell them that, man, you are so happy that it doesn't matter if you get healed or if you die. You're going to go to be with the Lord one way or the other. Man, you can glorify the Lord. You can let your light shine right there with the attitude that you've got, and you could do something. But we need to stir ourselves up or we're going to settle to the bottom. So in verse 16 he says, for which cause we faint not, but though our outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed day by day. And then he says, for our light affliction, which is but for a moment. Man, that is a powerful passage of Scripture. You know, I hadn't got time to get into all of these things this morning, but Paul didn't say that he had a light affliction because he didn't have problems. Paul had a lot of problems. If you want to turn over to 2 Corinthians chapter 11, you can read about some of his light afflictions. Being persecuted, in prison more than anybody else, beaten with whips, beaten with rods, starved, naked, destitute. He just had problems that make us look really childish in the things that we complain about. Paul had more problems, bigger problems, greater problems than any person in this room. And yet he says it's just a light affliction. You know why? It's not because what he was experiencing was less than what we are experiencing. It's because of his attitude towards it. And he gives us two major reasons right here in the 17th and the 18th verse. First of all, he says our light affliction, which is but for a moment. You know, and what I'm trying to do right here is to just let us recognize the light and the salt that we have on the inside of us and how blessed we are and what we have. If we were to really just look at our problems the way that Paul is discussing right here, it would shrink your problems down to their nothing. It doesn't matter. Because, you know, the worst thing that could happen is that you die. That's the very worst thing that could happen. And somebody says, well, that's pretty bad. Oh, what? We sing these songs about when we all get to heaven, what a day that'll be. And then the doctor tells you you're going and you fall apart. Amen. You know, if we were just really thinking correctly, if we were like the Apostle Paul, and if you were looking at things in the light of eternity, this is just a very short period of time we're down here. Whatever happens, it's going to be temporary. It's not going to last forever. Amen. That's the reason I like that scripture. It says it came to pass. That's why it came, so it could pass. Amen. Everything's going to come to pass. Nothing is going to last eternally. When you look at things like that, you know, if you live 80 years here, it's going to be just like the snap of a finger compared to eternity. And when you get that mindset, you know what that does? That shrinks your problems down to where it's not that big of a deal. I had somebody come to me in last place we were. I forget where this was. Atlanta, I guess. And somebody was talking about that they'd watched me on TV for 2 weeks. And they had been on the internet and that they had gotten a lot of my teachings and they had been praying and seeking the Lord for 2 weeks and they hadn't seen results yet. I just wanted to think, lady, boy, you talk about short-term thinking. 2 weeks. And because they've been believing for something for 2 weeks and they've still got a problem and they hadn't seen it come to pass, they're just mad and angry. Boy, you know, that's kind of like a child. A child, to a child, 2 weeks is forever. But you know, as you mature, you're supposed to get to a place to where you realize, man, 2 weeks can pass in a blink of an eye. It's nothing to it. This whole life, if we were to mature and really think about what God has done, we are going to live forever with God All of these things that we endure down here are just nothing. They aren't important. They aren't big. You know, I'm sure that many of you have heard me give this testimony, but I like it. And it's the best example I can think of on this. But when I was in Charlotte, North Carolina, I always get to speak to this person that has a business there, about 30-something employees. And he tells his employees, the clock is running. I'm paying for you to listen to this man talk as long as he wants to talk. So I go in and I preach and we see people born again, healed, and good things happen. And I don't know how many years ago, 10 years ago or something like that, I spoke at that business and about 10 of his employees came back and got born again. And one woman came in. She had tried to kill herself the day before, had slit her wrist, went into the hospital. She was an alcoholic. Her husband was an alcoholic. It was her fourth marriage. She had been divorced 3 times. She came in crying and she says, I'm not a Christian like you and Chip, the owner of this business, but I know that prayer works. And would you please pray for my marriage? And then she started crying and she says, if I get another divorce, he's threatened to divorce me. And if I get another divorce, I just don't think I can live. That's the reason she had tried to kill herself. And she was so depressed and saying, would you please pray for my marriage? And I just stopped this woman and I said, now let me make sure I've understood this. You aren't a Christian and you know you aren't a Christian. And she said, that's right. I said, if you were to die right now, you would go to hell. And she said, that's correct. And I said, and you want me to pray for your marriage and not pray for your salvation? And she looked at me and she said, yeah. And I said, lady, do you realize after you burned in hell for 1,000 years, you won't give a rip whether this marriage worked or not? Who cares about your marriage? I said, you need to be born again. There's something more important than your marriage. And it's just like I slapped her. She all of a sudden stopped crying. She looked at me. She says, you're absolutely right. And I prayed with her and the lady got born again. And then we prayed for her marriage.
That's all the time we have for today, but be sure and tune in again as Andrew continues to teach on how to make a difference by being salt and light in the world. This teaching series was recorded at our 2008 Summer Family Bible Conference in Colorado. It's available in an 8-part album on CD or DVD for a gift of any amount. Request series RM230 when you make a donation to Andrew Womack Ministries. Be sure to specify CD or DVD. The second CD in this album is also available for a donation of any amount. However, for those who are not able to give, Andrew and his partners will provide this single teaching free of charge. All you need to do is request the second teaching when you write or call, and we'll be pleased to send it to you. Our address is P.O. Box 3333, Colorado Springs, 80934. Or you can use the speed and convenience of credit card to make a donation by telephone. Call 719-635-1111. Again, that's 719-635-1111, or go to our website at any hour. You can use credit card to order any of our ministry materials online 24 hours a day at www.awmi.net. Remember, your donations to this ministry keep gospel truth on this station Monday through Friday.
I want to thank those of you who have become a regular monthly partner with us. Did you know you're the ones who are allowing me to take this truth around the world? We actually only have, I think it's about 9,000 partners that produce somewhere around $200,000 a month, and yet our television bill is around $500,000 a month. The rest of it goes up and down depending on how many people respond. You know what? We need more people to become partners with us. I would like to ask you that if this program is blessing you, if you could see the benefit of this touching other people, then please pray about it and then become a partner with us today.